Second parak of Ksuvah's Mishnah Yud, Ve'elu Ne'amonim L'hoi Begodlam Asheroi Bekotten. Generally, if it's a regular Eid is Deraisa, the Eid has to be kosher at the time he observed the event, not only at the time that he testified. Now we're saying a list of things, which for various reasons were more lenient, and we say that even though he was a Kotten at the time he observed the event, since he's a Godl at the time he's testifying, it's good enough. Ne'amon Adam Le'ima Zekzav Yodli Shal Abba Zekzav Yodli Shal Rebbe. He testifying on the signature of someone who signed the document. It's only Dinder Rabbanon, because Mitraisa, all the Shtoras are kosher. So verification of signature, a person could say that when I was a child, I recognized this signature. It's my father's, it's my Rebbe's, it's my brother's. Period. Zohar ha'yisei b'plenish yotzev inu v'raisha perua. We had in the beginning of the parak that a woman had said that I was a psul when I got married. And we have witnesses that say that at the time of her marriage, her hair was unlocked and she had a veil on her head. That's a sign that she was a psula and she would collect mosayim. Yeah. The Shoya Ish Plaina Yaitzin Beis HaSefer. I had another thing that I remember, that somebody was coming out of the school. Litpo Lechel B'Truma. It was Tevel and he ate Truma, so this is a raya that this person is a Kohen. Or he was together with us, he took at the granary, he would collect the chumas, because also they would not sell their avodim for that purpose, the kohanim themselves would collect the grain. Also, this is a tumah derabanan, there is a kever, and somebody inadvertently plowed that area. So now the body, the bones of the body are shrewn all over the field. So if you remember that this is a base pras, we believe him. Patkana, you know, boim the Shabbos. This is the tchum Shabbos. It's also din derabban. He's believed. I will ain't other neman loyim aderech hoyel aplenim b'mokem hazeh. Testify that somebody had monetary rights of a road in his friend's field. That's a very choshem mishpat. Is a deraisa din deraisa. God is not believed for that, even when he testifies when he's an adult. Or maimer or mishpat hoyel aplenim b'mokem hazeh. Somebody had a place to stop the bearer procession and say his spadim, which also a type of prophet that was set aside for that. He is not believed. This one who was a cotton at the time that he observed this event cannot testify when he's a cotton. Or you're laplain in mokim hazeh. That somebody had the rights for this place of stopping and eulogizing the mace. One is not believed to say that so and so owns that, because it's monetary issues. You need to aid them when aid is not enough.